with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting displaced people are moving back to South Lebanon as a ceasefire appears to stick. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ceasefire brought relief across the Mediterranean nation, coming after days of some of the most intense airstrikes and clashes since the war began. Though many in the region wonder if the agreement to stop fighting would hold. Israel says it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the ceasefire agreement. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, but it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It could be tit-for-tat on tariffs between the U.S. and Canada.
A Canadian government official says Canada is preparing for every eventuality and has started thinking about what items to target with tariffs in retaliation. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, stresses no decision has been made. On Tuesday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it's important for Canada to be united as lawmakers decide how to deal with Trump's tariff threats.
One of the really important things is that we be all pulling together on this. The Team Canada approach is what works.
The audio courtesy of CTV. Trump has threatened to impose a 25% tax on all products entering the U.S. from Canada and Mexico. I'm Mike Hempen.
President-elect Trump's transition says several of his cabinet picks and appointees have been targeted by bomb threats and swatting attacks. The FBI says it was investigating. Transition spokesperson Caroline Levitt said several cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 138 points, the Nasdaq dropped 115. This is SRN News. Churches and homeless shelters prepare for Thanksgiving.
Congregations all across the U.S. and gospel rescue missions will be serving turkey and all the trimmings to families who can't afford it or have no place to call home. It's a big lift, but it's even bigger this year after months of inflation and general economic precarity. Pastors and shelter directors say they didn't get as much donations this year, either food or cash, and are having to dig deep to make sure that everybody gets fed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejected a request to block a San Jose State women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament because the player is actually a man. The ruling by U.S. Judge Cato Cruz will allow the man to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship in Las Vegas. A lawsuit was filed by nine current players against the Mountain West Conference challenging the league's policy of allowing males to compete in women's sports. This is SRN News. Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and small cars.
It's because the rearview camera image may not show up on the screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. John Scott reporting.
Britain's new Labour government will launch a consultation on sales targets set for auto manufacturers during the transition to electric vehicles. That's in the wake of the decision by Stellantis, owner of Vauxhall, to close its van factory at the potential cost of 1,100 jobs. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.